Looking out from the stage, it was hard to see much. The lights drowned out the details of the crowd. I couldn't see them, but I felt them. Felt the press toward the stage, the tension, the arousal. I could feel them lean forward as you reached around me, gripped the front of my shirt with each hand and pulled back, sending button projectiles into the front row. Feel them draw in a collective breath as you yanked the remains of my shirt down my arms, trapping them behind me. I could feel you smirking behind me as you fingered my exposed nipples, pinching and pulling them to hard points, probably enjoying the way I squirmed, probably enjoying my flush of embarrassment at being exposed in front of so many. You always enjoy observing my discomfort and shame, public exposure. Before I get wrapped up in subspace, before I get so fucking cock drunk I can only focus on one thing, and tonight was no exception. I could tell by the way you ground into my ass. The crowd was probably transfixed, but my brain told me they were whispering about me, pointing, laughing, calling me a whore and a slut, and worse. "They think you're a pathetic little cunt," you whispered in my ear as you yanked down my flimsy skirt, leaving me naked on stage, but for the shirt remnants pulling my arms behind my back and thrusting my tits forward. "I bet you love that," you said. I shook my head no. You snorted. "Of course not," you whispered, as you snaked a hand around my tummy, between my thighs, running a finger along my wetness. You brought your hand up to my mouth then, and pushed three fingers in, making me taste my own arousal. "Of course not." You pulled your fingers out my mouth and held them in the air for the crowd. "The slut's ready," you called out to cheers and hollers from below the stage. You kicked my feet wider and bent me forward over the bench in front of me, then bent down and fastened clamps to my nipples. One, and then the other. And you tied the ends to the forward legs of the bench, matching the way my ankles were shackled to the back. The bench pushed into my lower ribcage, my tits dangling before me for the crowd to leer at. You pulled my hair into your fist and yanked my head up, tying the ponytail to something. And when you let go, I discovered I couldn't really lower my head. I couldn't really see the crowd. Not with any detail. But they were going to see every emotion that crossed my face. You'd never let me hide. The clamps pulled hard at my nipples while you helped me back. I alleviated a bit of the strain by lowering my head a bit. The ponytail tie made that difficult. Holding my head down was already painful, and I knew from experience it would only get worse. I knew I'd have to choose between my nipples and my scalp. Moment to moment. You let a hand rest on my ass, a finger idly tapping near my asshole, making me squirm. The cunt will whine and protest, but she wants to be here. I know because she has a safe word, but she'll never use it. She craves this, you told the crowd. And it was true, of course. We have no secrets. But it was also humiliating. I shut my eyes tightly. I can't see you. You can't see me. Ridiculous. The shame rose up from my chest and then spread to my pussy, making it throb, making it seep. Meanwhile, you rubbed at my cunt. I could feel how wet it was. "We are going to do the 12s, you announced. "And on 12 this cunt will come. Because she's a whore. Aren't you, princess?" you quietly added. But you didn't wait for an answer. Instead, you took up the paddle. I was too surprised by the impact to react. The sting on my ass started growing. I could feel myself falling. Inside. God help me, I was being swallowed by the feeling. The pain grew and the tears started falling down my cheeks and dripping to the floor. The crowd was silent, but I could feel the attention, the focus. It burned on my face, my tits, bouncing with each strike. My ass burned. And I started to hyperventilate. Your rhythm was so steady that I didn't realize at first that you had stopped. And I continued to grunt and moan for a moment. Then you picked up a switch and started on my thighs. Your arm pulled back and swung repeatedly. Up one thigh. Down the other. I could feel each stripe burning into my skin. Sweat dripped down my face to mix with the puddle of tears on the stage in front of me. My groans became a mantra. And my pussy warmed and then boiled with the heat of the impacts. I was in another world. Lost to the numb, the endorphins. You shoved two fingers in my pussy. That woke me up a bit. And I pushed back against your hand as best I could, restrained as I was, grunting in pleasure. You snickered as you pulled out and then shoved those same fingers in my mouth again. You love to remind me how much it turns me on, to show me how wet it makes me. Then your attention turned to my tits. It hurts so fucking bad. But not enough to make me tap out. We both knew that wasn't going to happen. You alternated between my dangling breasts, and soon I fell back into my meditative moaning. Even when you knocked a clamp off my distended nipple, I barely registered it. I tunneled in, my vision closing to a point as you rained down your blows on my tits, my back, my arms. I hardly even noticed the change of implements. The little flogger, the spiked paddle, the cane. I was in a dream, floating, far, far away from the club, the crowd, drifting along. Barely even registering my own moans and groans. And then I tasted leather. You'd shoved something in my mouth, but I was struggling to come back to myself. I didn't recognize it. It was hard, woven. A handle. The whip handle. It was the long-tailed whip. You raised it high and brought it down onto the stage right by my head. The distant point in my vision widened and it was like I was being sucked back into my body, and suddenly all the damage I'd sustained, I could feel it. The burning up my thighs, the ache in my breasts, the sting on my shoulders. You leaned down and whispered to me, "Are you ready to show them what a pain slut you are? Ready to come like a little whore for them? Ready to show everyone just how pathetic you are?" I couldn't form words. But I was acutely aware of you stepping behind me. Felt your cock slide up and down my weeping pussy and then push in. I grunted and mewled with each thrust. You weren't gentle. And I could feel you smashing against the growing bruises on my ass. But I pushed back as best I could. "Ready?" you asked, fucking harder into me. Then you raised your arm and brought it down. I gasped in anticipation, but you doubled the whip. It still hurt. A lot. But less than I expected. You did it again. And again. And again. And again. And again. And I lost count, lost my rhythm, lost my fucking mind.
Yes.
And then I was coming. And coming. And coming. And coming on your cock, on the stage, in the lights, in front of everyone. I was so completely lost in the orgasm. It seemed to stretch out in front of me and go on and on and on. And then I heard cheering. They were cheering. For you. And for me. For us, maybe. And then you were untying me, rubbing salve and cream across my inflamed skin and helping me off the stage. When we were behind the curtain, you helped me. "I'm so proud of you," you said.